Welcome home. We are WNST, Towson of Baltimore, Baltimore Positive. We are positively getting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the trail, as well as the Oyster Tour. We're doing 26 oysters in 26 days, 26 ways. Getting me hungry right now. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have the Gold Rush Sevens Doublers. Get them while they're getting. Cheats throws are in town on Friday. We're going to be at Fadley's. We'll be back at Fadley's on the 6th. We are kicking off the Crab Cake Tour on the 4th at Coco's, and then on the 5th, we take off on oysters every day. All of it's going to be brought to you by our friends at Liberty Pure Solutions, because they keep our water clean and the oysters oxygenate the bay for the Oyster Recovery Partnership. We'll be talking about that. And our friends at Jiffy Lube, of course, powering up our sports coverage with Luke from Camden Yards to Owings Mills. This guy got powered up, drove past all those Royal Farms and Wise Markets where they sell these Maryland Lottery tickets. And last time I was with him, he was with Seth Elkin underneath of those fluorescent lights in the beautifully smelling, because it was lunch hour, Fish Pal Convention Center, where we talked about all things lottery, money, gaming. John Martin is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. If you missed last week's edition, please go check it out. It was really good. We talked a lot about 1-800-GAMBLER and different things and state things and all that. But this week, I don't have the Raven scratch-offs. I got to get up with Roz, make sure we're doing this thing right. But last week, it was all like secret, secret, secret. You had your little briefcase. I knew you were carrying Raven scratch-offs in there. I haven't even seen them yet, John, because you debuted them last week during the preseason game, but I know they're on the streets, right?
They are on the streets and doing very well. Thank you for asking. People can go to mdlottery.com to get a good look at those new tickets. Lots of new, fun, and exciting stuff for Ravens fans this year. Let's start right off the top. We have two scratch-off tickets, a familiar $2 scratch-off ticket, and a $10 scratch-off ticket. The top prize on the $10 ticket is $200,000.
That's a lot of money.
We have nine of those available, plus a number of other sub-tier prices. That's the top. And on the $2 scratch-off, $720,000 top prize. But as we've talked over the years, actually, this is the 16th year of our partnership with the Baltimore Ravens. What a great run that has been. And fun stuff to come, I'm sure. But this year, we try to tweak the program every year, do something a little different. Of course, as we've talked before, Nestor, people love to play the scratch-offs and win cash, but they also like the second chance opportunities to win.
Well, that's where all the big bananas are. Oh. I got to stop you right there and say, if you're not second chancing, you're missing out on my message here for everybody, because that's how you really win, is second. I say that to people when I hand these. I'm like, listen, you didn't. Yeah, I won $2. Okay, good. Now get into the big banana and try to, like, have Roquan Smith bring you cheesecake the way he did that guy last year coming back from Jacksonville.
We have mdlottery.com, all the details. Let me just tease you with some of the highlights. As always, the grand prize, one lucky fan at the end of the season after the Super Bowl parade is over, when the confetti has all been swept up, one lucky winner will win season tickets for 20 years. So that's the grand prize on the
second
chance.
I met the guy from last year, and he's coming back on the show. He was a great guy, does great work in the community. He's taking his daughter. I can't wait to have him on during our Cup of Super Bowl, which you're also a part of. We're going to be doing in February, so at the end of the year. You know, I'm kind of hoping he can't be on the show because he's too busy going to the Super Bowl with his daughter in New Orleans. We're all hoping that. But, yeah, I mean, last year's story was just a great story, and you find – really cool. I mean, I have a lot of the winners on, and they are over the moon, and they just took a chance on a $2 ticket, played along, got the app out, and next thing you know, they're having a really good time or winning this experience the last 20 years. I found it very moving. The guy touched me with what he wanted to do with the tickets with his daughter, have good experiences, because Lord knows, 30 years at the ballpark, there's nothing like going to a football game.
Absolutely. $10,000 cash winners. We'll have six of those. Four lucky winners will have 2024 current season tickets. 10 people will get 2025 next year's season tickets. We always do an away trip. And while Roquan Smith may not be delivering cheesecake via a plane, we will be taking three lucky winners and their guests via train to the Big Apple, the New York Giants, the New York Football Giants. Remember they were called the New York Football Giants? That's when people were confusing them with the New York Baseball Giants, which is a long time ago.
I do. I have one story. I actually have two stories. I rode on the Ravens charter as a media member twice in my life. Once was after 9/11 coming back from Denver because I couldn't get home. And the other one was when the Modells owned the team. We played a preseason game when I was nationally syndicated in New York. And I was in New York working at Mickey Mantle's. The preseason game was in the Meadowlands. And I rode on the train home a one way after a preseason game. John, I'm salivating thinking about this. It was like that Seinfeld episode where you were in first class and it was like, more of anything, more of every, and like I was on this train with Goose, right? You know, Rob.
Oh,
jeez. This is no, seriously, right? I mean, this is the amount of food, the buffet that came through on this 2-hour and 14-minute train ride on the Acela. It was an Acela train too. What? We didn't stop in Philly. We didn't stop in Wilmington. No, we didn't stop in Aberdeen. Nowhere. It was a great train ride. So when you're saying to me they're going to win a train, like whatever. The train back was just better than a lot of flights home from Jacksonville. I promise you that. I'm telling you right now.
Let's not oversell it because that was a generation ago. But the winner this year, three winners and guests, as I said, take the train to New York, December 15th.
They gave me Dove bars, like with a real ice cream on the train. It was delicious, John. I remember it.
December 15th, Nestor, New York. Rockefeller Center. It will be the holiday season. The Giants will be long since done and buried by December 15th.
Derrick Henry will be mowing them down, head toward 2,000 yards.
What a trip that will be. Of course, tickets to the game, transportation, hotel accommodations, a Saturday reception. Dove bars may be on the menu. I don't know. Meet and greet with a player and $1,000 cash. So you want to enter your non-winning scratch-off tickets into the My Lottery Rewards account to be eligible for that. But we've got two new things coming. One isn't so new, but one is absolutely new. You know, we've talked before, Nestor, about the Ravens Pass for Cash, which is a nice little on-the-field activation.
Really puts you on the spot, you know, really does. It's like that college football promotion with that deliciously sweet soft drink from the Texas area where they have to throw, you know, like it's a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure. And you know what? Sometimes people don't, I mean, they all can't be you that thrive in pressure pack situations. Sometimes people falter.
You've never seen me at the carnival trying to win a Bee Gees mirror back in the 70s, you know, like really throwing the darts, the whole deal. We all could do pop a shot and then we realized the ball didn't fit in a hoop, but that was a carnival. That's not, this promotion's on the up and up. It's
no,
a different kind of
no. That's right. That's right. But here's how this season's system will be different. 16 players.
Okay.
Two each for the 8 regular season home games will each win $5,000 cash just for being selected.
You don't have to throw a pass for that. You just win that. Okay.
They just were lucky enough to be selected for the game. They'll get a pair of tickets, a parking pass, a customized Ravens jersey, two pregame hospitality passes. They haven't touched the football for game day and the opportunity to participate in the Ravens Pass for Cash on-field experience where a famous Ravens alum will be the one actually passing the football. So the lucky contestant will not actually have to stand there and try to throw that football through the target.
Question. Can I request a quarterback?
No, you may not.
Okay, I'm just asking. Okay.
You may not. And you know what? I haven't seen
the lineup Flacco. Yet. I can get him to do it for him. Well, he's busy this
year. Flacco's
but...
not an alum anymore. Yeah. He'll be thrown for real out there. I haven't seen the lineup yet. I hope they line up position players by position players. I mean, I think two defensive linemen would be a fair.
You know who I want?
Fight.
You know I want Sam Cook. He was a high school quarterback.
Yeah,
really
but see,
good.
You can't. No. You want to get. Yeah, you don't want that. You don't
All right, so I got a story for you because you love my stories. So you hate my stories, but you're gonna like this story. I'm of the era where, you know, I covered the team pretty hardcore. I knew all the players and friendships that have lasted my lifetime, quite frankly. Stoney Case called me. It's about 2018 or 19. He called me and said, "I'm coming to Baltimore this week with my son." I'm like, "Stoney, thanks for thinking of me. Let's get dinner." Great. So he comes to town and we're walking through the harbor after eating a big meal at Amici's and we're joking, you know, his kids with him. He's like, "Yeah, they said they needed a quarterback for like this competition they were doing at halftime or something." He's like, "Man, they must have really reached the bottom if they call on me."
Nice.
But Stoney could still do it. So give me Stoney Case to throw the ball for me. And right. How much can I win if I really can, if he really does it?
You know what? I don't have the deets on that. We'll have to get that for you next time. Yeah.
Is it $1 million? No, not that much. I doubt that.
Right. Right. But you know, here's another thing we picked up from our very successful Home Run Riches, Bases Loaded, Baltimore Orioles promotion, which we'll get to in a second if time allows.
I think Santander's making you broke, by the way.
We will have an NFL version of that, a fan of the game, 17 winners. One for each game, home and away. One winner selected as fan of the game will win $1,000 cash just for being selected and $1,000 for every touchdown scored by the Ravens during that game.
Ooh.
So that's an interesting wrinkle.
That makes the Giants game more interesting away, whether they're going to score 7 or 8 touchdowns in that game, right?
Wouldn't that be something? So, yeah, a couple new things. You can get all the details, mdlottery.com. This morning, very autumnal. There was a football feeling in the air, Nestor. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I would say that I know why you were hiding those tickets from me last week in Ocean Cities, because you knew I would like them so much, because I have always been a fan of what we Raven fans called the kiss face. That once David Modell had the lawsuit on the B and the flying B, as we call it, which was the traditional that's what David Modell wanted in the beginning. The second choices became the side, boomerang looking head that they've used forever.
Yep.
But the straight Gene Simmons kiss face kind of thing was always my favorite. A logo, they're now using that, and that is the primary logo on the Ravens times 2 top prize $20,000, right? At least as I'm seeing it. So I can't wait to get these in my hand, start giving them out in September. How about that?
I think fans will really enjoy the opportunities for increased cash prizes, a lot more action on the second chance drawing, and hope springs eternal. Everyone is 17-0 today, Nestor.
Well,
which can't possibly happen.
Listen, the Orioles have had some tough times here in regard to pitching, in regard to some nights they can't hit the ball. But I think Santander is going to make you go broke right now, right? I mean, like, we're getting down to the nitty gritty, these big games. You got September happening here, big winners. We're going to need some big home runs. And I know you're giving a lot of money away. And I dare say, maybe more money than you thought. You gave me these projections last week. Nobody can project that the Orioles are going to hit more home runs than anybody else in the league.
And I heard this. I don't know that it's true, but you being the keeper of all facts, is it possible they have now hit more home runs today than they have all of last year? Is that possible?
Yeah, and you know where it really gets crazy is when you see the other teams and you say, how many of the Mets hit? How many of the Blue Jays hit? How many? The teams you see, like when they come to town, you're like, man, this team hits home runs. And Luke and I have talked about getting more guys on base so they're not, you know, I mean, let's incent them even more. That's next year's an Earl Weaver, we give you 3,000. You know, you need to fatten the pot next year so these guys stop hitting solo home runs. Can we do that? Can I? Just a request. We have new ownership for the team. Sweeten the pie next year. Hey, 3-run home run is like more valuable than a grand slam because it's an Earl Weaver.
Well, I'm more valuable than a grand slam, but you know what? There's some merit to that. A stepped.
But there's a better. You're a man of odds. You're a man of numbers. You run the lottery.
I'm an odd man, is what you meant to say. Backwards.
Well, maybe that as well, but strike that, reverse it, as Willy Wonka would say. But the odds of hitting a 3-run home run are significantly more. So, and we're having a kayfabe meeting. John Martin and I are having a private meeting right now. There'll be more winners, John. You'll have more winners. There'll be more winners if we do 3-run home runs next year, and we call them Earl Weavers. And because Earl Weaver was number four, we give four something away. I'm brainstorming here. We're whiteboarding. What do you think?
Well, I think that Earl Weaver estate, that we're going to get a phone call somewhere.
They're nice people. I know them.
I'm sure. Good, good, good. Okay. Hey, and you're welcome, by the way.
What did I do? Thank you.
I realize these games are these broadcasts are in a vacuum, but for those people who kind of wink, wink, know behind the scenes, we helped you out a little bit last night.
Oh, okay. Anybody that beats the Yankees is a friend of mine. All right. That's what I'm going to say. I've always been a friend of the Cleveland people. You know this. John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland lottery and gaming. Sometimes we talk winners. Sometimes we talk tax laws and where money goes and like what all of that stuff. Sometimes you talk scratch offs. I know I like it best when we're talking festivals and doing things and you're getting out. I did notice at Mako last week. I can't believe I'm 20 minutes into this and I haven't rolled my wife under the bus. She went over without me knowing and spun the wheel and she won a shirt. She won a Maryland Lottery shirt and she got it in my size and said, you could surprise John. And I didn't even, I think it's in a wash. But my wife spun the wheel, did all that stuff at Mako last week. And she found out, because my wife loves to win. We've discussed this before.
Well, you know, she and about a few thousand of your closest friends should come to the Maryland State Fair. This is the first of 3 weekends. You know, it used to be the Maryland State Fair was the 11 best days of summer. Now it's the 3 best weekends of summer. It starts this weekend, continues next weekend, Labor Day weekend. And then after the Ravens-Chiefs contest, we'll wrap it up for the third and final weekend, September. What is that, 6th, 7th, 8th?
Correct.
So, yeah, a lot of fun. A lot of fun happening at the Timonium Fairgrounds. Come and visit. Come spin the wheel. You may win a T-shirt,
a good-looking shirt. I'll have it next week. I'm going to wear it.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll have some fun. It is the 143rd Maryland State Fair. I did not know that.
Well, she was very proud of winning that shirt for me. So I know people have fun spinning the wheels. John Martin is not spinning his wheels here right now. He's getting this Ravens new thing going on. Get in on the action. Play the Ravens scratch off. I will have them. I don't have them yet. They haven't trusted me with them yet. But I will have them when we get to Coco's on the 4th to kick off the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. And on the 5th, we kick off 26 oysters in 26 days. This was all inspired. You mentioned the State Fair. You did your big 50 last year at the State Fair. So I figured 25 is not enough. I got to go from cupcakes to oysters and crab cakes. Our 26th year on the air, 26 oysters, all of it brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. John, I'm going to ask you this. Do you eat oysters?
I have been known to eat oysters, yes.
All right, we're going to eat an oyster at some point during September. I'm going to like pull you in on this somewhere. I'm wearing my Costa shirt. Somewhere along the line, you got to come have an oyster with me, okay?
That's a deal. That is a deal.
It's going to be unique and weird, too, because I'm trying to do them different ways. John Martin is from the Maryland Lottery. We remind everybody, please go check out last week's piece, or if you're listening on AM 1570, we did a lot of cool stuff just talking about gambling addiction, gambling problems, where the money goes, a lot of the tough questions. We were down in Ocean City at Mako along with Seth Elkin. I really enjoyed last week's piece. Always enjoy having John Martin here, and he gives us really cool tickets like this Gold Rush Sevens Doubler that we'll be giving away down at Fadley's this week as Luke and I bring the Cheatstros, as we Oriole fans like. Luke said to me, hey, what are we going to talk about on Friday? I'm like, the Astros cheating. I was kidding around. We're not going to talk about that on the segment this week. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570. Been a strange sense of humor lately. We're BaltimorePositive.com. Stay with us.